Think a minute. Booker T. Washington was very poor and only 16 years old when he traveled 500 miles to attend university. After he finally arrived, a teacher ordered him to sweep the room. So he swept the room, not just once, but three times. Then he dusted the furniture four times. Years later, Booker became a professor and actually started his own university, named the Tuskegee Institute. One day when he was walking past a southern mansion, the lady of the house called for him to come chop some wood. So he pulled off his coat, cut the wood, and carried it into her house. One of the servant girls recognized Professor Washington and told her boss and owner of the house, Mrs. Varner. The next morning, this wealthy woman, Mrs. Varner, went to Professor Washington's office and apologized. She then gave a large amount of money to help his university, and she also got many of her wealthy friends to give money to Washington's school. You see, when hard work becomes a part of your character and way of doing things, it brings good things to you and to others. Real success comes when you work to help make the lives of others better. And the wonder of work is that it always makes you and your life better too. You always get much more in return than what you gave. It's simply a law of life that works for you. That's why a successful businessman said, "Hard work is the best investment a man can make." In 1949, an unknown scientist started research on polio. He worked at it 16 to 18 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 5 years, until he finally found the cure for polio and saved millions of lives around the world. Dr. Jonas Salk's hard work paid off in a big way, and he's now known as one of history's greatest men of medicine. So are you enjoying the success and satisfaction that comes from using your time and energy God gave you to make your family and community the best it can be? Why not ask Jesus to help you start reaching your full potential by discovering the wonders of work? Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.